Blog Talk Radio.
It's flight 232. Ladies and gentlemen, we flying high over the ghetto right now, you know what I'm saying? We about to see some shit. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week in the ghetto. Friends don't speak in the ghetto. You gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet in the ghetto. Shit ain't all sweet in the ghetto. Yeah. Do you know what depression do? That shit a lesson, you ain't nothing worse than beefing with a nigga, he pull a weapon too. You can't let this pussy nigga get the best of you. You know you could beat him up, but what you gonna do?
What you about to
smack him? But he got his finger on the trigger waiting your reaction. All you could do is start laughing right in his face, but can't see the tears in his eyes. This is a classic case on how a black man dies in the ghetto. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week in the ghetto. Friends don't speak in the ghetto. You gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet in the ghetto. Shit ain't all sweet in the ghetto. These heroin babies, it's growing up crazy, shooting innocent bystanders, robbing old ladies. She only had $10 in the purse. You do's the worst. Burn down buildings, even tried to burn down a church. Girls rather be strippers than become a nurse. Little man don't know 2 plus 2, but he know how to curse. Cops be acting like black lives don't matter. Try to lower your self-esteem, that's how dreams get shattered in the ghetto. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week in the ghetto. Friends don't speak in the ghetto. You gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet in the ghetto. Shit ain't all sweet in the ghetto. Yeah, you know the ghetto ain't all bad, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't be a product of your own environment, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay focused on your goals, you know what I'm saying? A lot of famous people made it out of the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? They was able to do it and you could do it, you know what I'm saying? Try not to be a statistic out here, word up. Stay focused, do your thing. Mothers cry, tears in the eyes, little babies die. No one knows why, pray to the sky. Hoping blessings come quick. It's like the poorer get poorer and the richer get richer. A dude slap your sister, you gotta get this nigga. Everybody in the gang selling drugs in front of the corner store. You know jails is like a revolving door. Struggle all your life and can't take it no more in the ghetto. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week in the ghetto. Friends don't speak in the ghetto. You gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet in the ghetto. Shit ain't all sweet in the ghetto. Politicians.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy Soldier Bros, man. We back on another episode of the Music Pusher Show. That was my boy Sue B, Sue Banger. You know what I'm saying? He just dropped the latest mixtape. Yo, we promoting that mixtape hard right now because the mixtape is hard. You know what I'm saying? It's called Flight 232. So make sure you go up there on musicpushentertainment.com and go download his latest mixtape, Shit Is Fire. You already know what it is. Yo, today, I'm finally back on the show. Finally back in the building with my boy Mike Braxton. What's going on, bro? What's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm just maintaining, man. I want to thank you for giving me this platform, you know what I mean, today to do this, do this interview. You know, it's been a long time coming and stuff, man. You know what it is.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? We talking, if you don't know who Mike Braxton is, that's Get Money Films. You know what I'm saying? Get Money Films is always in my network. He's everywhere. You always see him on the, I'm saying, producing all type of videos and stuff like that. But now, you know what I'm saying? He's writing books, man. You writing books out here now. So, you know what I mean? Tell us more about, you know what I'm saying, about the books you writing out here.
Well, you know, they urban hood books and everything. And at the end of the day, you know, you always got to, like, kind of switch up, you know what I mean, with the pitch up with everything and try different things. You know, you can't be afraid to step out the box and just try different things in order to see what's going to stick and see what's not going to stick. So I decided to say, hey, let me do this writing thing for a minute, and then I can always, you know, get back to the other, you know what I mean, order of business. So, you know, that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, definitely, man. Oh, yo, I seen the book. I know the book because I read the book. You know what I'm saying? But tell them more about this book, Pain and Passion. What's that series about? Well, come on to the phone, bro. I mean, to the mic.
1 second. You know what I mean? Pain and Passion is about a girl named Portia. You know what I mean? Young girl, trouble life and everything. You know, as a young teenager and everything, she hooks up with the wrong dude, and pretty much, you know, her life from there is just like kindly, totally like messed up and everything. You know, the guy takes her through loops and holes and everything like that, put her through the bullshit. You know what I mean? And she just kind of try to find her way and see, you know what I mean, what's going on with her life and everything.
Oh, whoa. That's definitely something that, yo, make sure you guys don't go check this book out, man. It's definitely fire. You know what I'm saying? Tell them, man, like, where you have these books already. I mean, like, what platform can they go and find this book?
Well, right now, you can go to Amazon, you know what I mean, Kindle, and, you know what I mean, you can grab the book from there. You know, you can also grab the book from me if you happen to, like, be a friend of mine on Facebook. It's, you know, Facebook/GetMoneyFilms. Soon I'm going to have the book on my own website, which is GetMoneyFilms, which is Z.com. And, you know, pretty much you're going to be in a couple of different bookstores. I'm looking at other avenues as far as I'm probably attending a couple of these book fairs. And, you know, I have my books there. And, you know what I mean, meet and greet with the boy Mike Bay.
Yeah, definitely, man. So how long you been writing? Like, I just, you know what I mean, like, I've been out the loop. I haven't even been out the loop. I've just been doing, you know what I'm saying, touring, doing some other projects, and I look up. Next thing you know, I'm like, oh, man, Mike Braxton dropped the book. I'm so used to you doing videos, you know what I'm saying, and doing, you know, doing your DVDs. For those who don't know Mike Braxton, man, you know, Mike Braxton got the hottest DVDs that's out there. He came out with the DVD back in the days with the all-female rappers, one of the first, you know what I'm saying, of videographers to even do that. So, you know what I'm saying? When you dropped the book, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to know, like, yo, how long you been writing?
I started maybe about 2 years ago and everything. And, you know, I got a dope publisher and everything like that. And he was like, yo, you should get into writing. And at first, I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't really got the time for it. Let me see what I could do. And then he basically gave me a project to work on and stuff like that. And, you know, and he helped me, you know, with the first book, Pain and Passion 1 and 2. And he was like, look, this is the storyline. I want you to write something towards this. I'll help you with the editing and stuff like that. So it's been about 2 years. Pain and Passion came out like November 2015. And then, you know, we dropped Pain and Passion Part 2 a couple months ago. And hopefully before this year's up, we'll be able to drop Part 3 and everything. So I'm working on that. I'm also working on a book called Philadelphia Summer. So I started that like sometime last year. And it's just like, you know, I got like a lot of projects on hand right now, you know, and once I can get this project done, I'll be able to drop Part 3 and then fill out 3 more books, and then I'm gonna get back going back to like the video production. So that's my goal.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yo, listen, right, I was checking out, you know what I'm saying, checking out your website and checking out all your books or whatever. Tell me more about The Confession of a Deacon. Like, I'm looking like I really want to read this book. Like, I really want to read that book because that book looked like it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, a great story to be told in that book. So I'm definitely looking forward to that book. But give us a little description more about that book, Confession of a Deacon.
You know, it's about a deacon that, you know, trouble night, one night he's drinking and he hits somebody, you know, with his car. And, you know, he's pretty much confessing, you know, his sins and everything. It's real deep. I'm going to give more of a description of it. You know, I want to tease everybody with like a little description of it. And then for everybody to say, hey, I really want to read this book even more. So in order to find out what's going on, you know, they got to either go to your page or they got to go to my page and read the description of it. But it's going to be real dope. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing that we're working on. And I got somebody helping me write that whole thing and stuff. There's like so many ideas that I want to put out there. At the end of the day, you know, time doesn't permit everything. So, you know, or they got to check it out. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure that you can share it off my page and, you know what I mean, get the whole interest level into the book. So that's what we're going to do with that. We're going to surprise everybody. I'm going to put the description of the book right up on my page. So, you know, they support you like they support me, then, you know, they'll be able to see everything and, you know, add this to their book collection too. You know, it's going to be definitely hot. So we're looking to drop that before the year is up also.
Yeah, definitely, man. The Confession of a Deacon, that book kind of like looks like it looked like, yo, you could, it looked like there could be like a movie towards that. You know what I'm saying? Like I could see that. I could see watching a movie like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's hot,
yeah,
man.
It's definitely something like a Tyler Perry type of thing. You know, that's what it's definitely
mm-hmm.
like. It's more like, you know, getting everybody's attention and saying, hey, this is going to be dope. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. You know, everything that I'm going to be trying to come out with going to be hopefully getting everybody's attention. And you can imagine the visuals with it and stuff. Like, you know, the book trailers that I drop. I want people to see the whole visual and then say, hey, now I got to go and get the book. Now I got to do this. Now I got to do that. So that's what we're hoping for. And just, you know what I mean, getting that continuous support from everybody.
Definitely, man. I see you got the merchandise as well. Where can the fans go and find your merchandise? I mean, the shirts is looking colorful. They're looking right. So, you know, tell them where they can, like, you know, support the Get Money Films movement and the books and everything. I mean, really the fashion, because I'll be looking for the fashion. You know what I'm saying? So we can support it. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to try to find it a little bit more.
Oh, definitely. GetMoneyFilms.com. You know, you can order. You got, you know what I mean, we take PayPal. Everything's online, credit card situation. So you don't have to worry about being frauded out your money when you go buy online. Everything's on a secure server and stuff. I don't get to see the information. So, you know, feel free, support. And we did the website too. So, you know, everything's looking real dope with the website. Some new images coming up shortly and stuff. So I'm just trying to organize that and have everything, you know, where it needs to be at. So that's the main thing right there.
Yeah, man. Let's talk more about Mike Braxton. Let's talk more about you. Like, give us more in depth about who Mike Braxton is as the person himself.
As
the writer,
himself.
The producer, yeah, person himself, yeah, as well.
Well, you know, my philosophy on life is, you know, work hard and just go for it. You know, I started off with doing marketing promotions for, you know, Corrupting the Dog Pound. That's like, you know what I mean, my homie, my friend. I knew him before. He got signed with Dr. Dre and Death Row. I worked
yeah.
a couple of projects.
Yeah, he's from Philly, right?
Yeah. Corrupt from Philly, from my hometown, Sharon Hill. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in Sharon Hill stand up, T5. So, you know, and we just basically just was, you know what I mean, being supportive, you know what I mean, of him. And then I started working with a couple other Philly artists, and, you know, in the area. You know what I mean? We reached number one status and everything. We did a couple shows, you know, like in the tri-state area, also Detroit. I mean, not Detroit, but D.C. and everything. Like, you know, we was, like, there to see Outkast before they really blew up and everything, you know. So, just basically just being marketing and promotions for different, you know, labels and artists in the Philadelphia area. That's how I really got my buzz game on. And then, you know, having that connection with Corrupt helped out even more and stuff. And then just like getting to know everybody else from like Daz and, you know, I mean, everybody else, is like, you know, the connection was there. So maybe made it easier for me to make certain moves and everything and dealing with certain people. And then from that, I've been doing, like, brand ambassador events. I've been working with, like, the RBK store when AI was hot with Reebok. I've done marketing for 3PW Wrestling, TNA Wrestling. What else? There's, like, so many things. Power 99 out here in Philadelphia, they had a show called DNA Mondays, and that was, kind of responsible for bringing that to the, AM radio dial on Power 99, which is the biggest radio station in the Philadelphia area. So, you know, I got a lot of things under my credit that people don't know, especially with the wrestling. I was responsible for bringing TNA Explosion Wrestling to the Philadelphia TV market area. That was, that was on my behalf. So, you know, I got a lot of things that I'm working on and stuff, but I pretty much stay grounded and stay humble and stuff like that. You know, me, I'm not a person to brag about, what I've done and this and that, because I feel like so much more that I can do and stuff like that. So, you know me from, like, years ago, Wayne, So I just like to thank you for it. Always, supporting, and, we got to drop another mixtape, too. You know, we got to do that.
Yeah. We got to drop another mixtape. What is it? Twerk Edition? We did the twerk edition. The mixtape was fire. For real.
Yeah, all the covers was, all the covers was hot. Everything was good on it. Big shout out to my man Jay, for doing the covers and stuff, And, we're going to do another one and stuff, Shout out to you for, having your magazine up in the stands up in New York, the Bubble Shake drawing, MP drawing, the Music Pusher drawing.
We got so much platform. We were grinding together for a long time, man. I remember I remember you was on the second issue of Bubble Shake magazine cover. This is way back in the days, man.
Yeah.
We were talking about the experience of being on tour with Snoop. Oh, I remember one time I even moved to Charlotte years later after that. Was like, yo, I'm in Charlotte right now. Yo, I'm with Snoop. Yo, come through. I'm like, yo, man, I don't know, man. Where y'all at? I was in Charlotte. I think y'all was like in Fayetteville. No, not Fayetteville. I think y'all was like in.
I think it was in Raleigh.
Yeah, I was in Raleigh. I was like, come through and all that, man. I couldn't get there that time. Word. Bro, that shit was lit.
Yeah, we definitely got hook up, especially, when the big homie come back up in NYC. He was just up there a couple weeks ago. I wasn't able to get up there because I didn't know, but, he was doing his DJing thing. He really didn't perform and shit, So next time he's up there and the dog pounds with him, then, I'm going to tell him, come through, especially if I'm not, preoccupied and, not run up there and stuff. But, I'm trying to bring
Big up to the dog pound, man. I remember they were showing me love when I first dropped this mag. They was like, oh, yo, you got potential. This shit got potential. So, Big up to the dog pound. Big up to corrupting the boys, man. They out there doing their thing. Salute.
Yeah. I'm gonna have God try to holler. Hopefully we can get the pound up. One of the future issues of your magazine and stuff, whatever, which one it is. I'm doing clothes, books down. I want to get back into video production. Kind of hard to do the video production when people, ask for so much and they don't want to pay. And like how me and you had talked yesterday, we were talking about how people, like the internet changed a lot of things, but now people rather get something for free and just in order to get it, put it on a resume or just a half step with it. And then when somebody steps from with a bigger platform, they still expect to be free or good looking out. Good looking out doesn't pay bills. Doesn't pay electric bill, doesn't pay a cell phone bill, doesn't pay any of that. And some of these artists out here are lazy and they don't want to work then.
Yeah, you know what it is, because it's a hustle. They got to hustle until they get to that position that they need to do so they could. That's why, it's more when an upcoming artist is coming, they really ain't got no phone. Unless they got somebody that's funding them or whatever. Really, the stuff that we do, we supposed to have a legitimate company that, that has the potential to give the services to the guys that have the money to do it. know what I'm saying, which is the major entertainers. You know, the bigger they get, they're not supposed to do nothing for free. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? When they need marketing, they need advertisement, they need all that stuff, they're supposed to pay for that because they have a particular part of their company that pays for stuff like that. Now, when people go now and they say, oh, well, that's a big name. Oh, yeah, let them just do it for free. Nah, that's not what you're supposed to do because they got the money to do it. The guys that's just upcoming, they really ain't the one who got the money to do that shit, son. So you got to choose if you want to show them love or not. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. That's just how I
feel. Right, I agree. Like, you know, these guys, I don't think that, you know, they appreciate how somebody turns around, shows them love, and then they don't turn around and do what they need to do. Like, prime example, man. My homie has a video show out here in Philly, and, you know, and this guy, he got his public relations people got connections, and what it was, we go tag him in a post and everything, and he doesn't even mention the fact that he's up on the show, but yet we took the time to put him on the show and everything. He's not even promoting the fact that he was on the show. And then, you know, inboxes that, and it was like, neither one of y'all like even mentioned the fact about how he was on the show, and it's like, yo, like, we can't do anything for you. So it's like, you know, why don't you just turn around and, you know what I mean, go and promote it also. So it's a double-edged sword. Everybody has to go and promote. You can't just be the only person promoting and then just figure somebody's supposed to do all the work. So I think, to me, that's like kind of a disservice.
Yeah, definitely, man. But yo, man, yo, listen, man, I thank you for coming through, man, and sitting down with me and talking to me more about this book situation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I definitely was, you know, because I was on tour for a little minute, so when I came off, man, you know what I'm saying, there's a couple times I stopped in and I was able to get the book and I was like, yo, this is good stuff right here, man. He's definitely got something going with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, whenever I get back into the whole platform, you know what I'm saying, then I'm definitely going to sit down with him. So I definitely thank you for coming through and, you know what I'm saying, talking to us, you know what I'm saying, and showing love to the radio show, man, for real.
Definitely, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the opportunity, and you know what I mean, we definitely gotta do this again when I drop the next couple, you know what I mean, the next couple books and everything. So, you know, let's stay on track with, you know what I mean, where everything, and let's, you know, make it happen for the next project.
Definitely, man. Thanks a lot. You know what I mean? My man Mike Braxton, writer, film producer, Get Money Films. You already know what it is. It's your boy Soldier Reels, Bubble Shake Radio, Music Push Entertainment. It's not a problem. Let's go.
Music Pusher Entertainment.
It's Flight 232. Ladies and gentlemen, we flying high over the ghetto right now. You know what I'm saying? We about to see some shit. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week. In the ghetto, friends don't speak. In the ghetto, you gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet. In the ghetto, shit ain't all sweet. In the ghetto, yeah. Do you know what depression do? That shit a lesson, you ain't nothing worse than beefing with a nigga, he pull a weapon too. You can't let this pussy nigga get the best of you. You know you could beat him up, but what you gonna do?
What you about to
smack him? But he got his finger on the trigger, waiting your reaction. All you could do is start laughing right in his face, but can't see the tears in his eyes. This a classic case on how a black man dies in the ghetto. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week. In the ghetto, friends don't speak. In the ghetto, you gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet. In the ghetto, shit ain't all sweet. In the ghetto, these heroin babies, it's growing up crazy, shooting innocent bystanders, robbing old ladies. She only had $10 in her purse. You do's the worst. Burn down buildings, even tried to burn down a church. Girls rather be strippers than become a nurse. Little man don't know 2 plus 2, but he know how to curse. Cops be acting like black lives don't matter. Try to lower your self-esteem, that's how dreams get shattered in the ghetto. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week in the ghetto. Friends don't speak in the ghetto. You gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet in the ghetto. Shit ain't all sweet in the ghetto. Yeah, you know the ghetto ain't all bad, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't be a product of your own environment, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay focused on your goals, you know what I'm saying? A lot of famous people made it out of the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? They was able to do it and you could do it, you know what I'm saying? Try not to be a statistic out here, word up, stay focused, do your thing. Mothers cry, tears in the eyes, little babies die. No one knows why, pray to the sky. Hoping blessings come quick. It's like the poor get poorer and the richer get richer. A dude slap your sister, you gotta get this nigga. Everybody in the gang selling drugs in front of the corner store. You know jails is like a revolving door. Struggle all your life and can't take it no more in the ghetto. Everyday struggle, gotta hustle, no sleep. Can't find a job, been searching all week in the ghetto. Friends don't speak in the ghetto. You gotta steal or eat. Tupac said a rose grows from the concrete. A place where the gangsters and drug lords meet in the ghetto. Shit ain't all sweet in the ghetto. Politicians.
Music Pusher Entertainment.
Yeah, man, I just want to thank my boy Mike Braxton for coming through, showing love to the show once again, man. Yo, man, we out here. Make sure, like I said, you go up there to musicpushentertainment.com, check out my boy Soup Banger, his latest mixtape, Flight 232. It's landing right now in all of your drop boxes, in all of your hood, on all of your radios, on all of your MP3 players, and all of your Beats headphones. It's landing right now. You know. And make sure you go and check out your boy Soulja Reels, man. Your boy Soulja Reels coming soon, right now. October 3rd is going down. The mixtape is finally here. 221 Reasons Why. I'm a fucking problem, you know? So we out here, man. We doing what we got to do, man. BubbleShake.com, the Wayne Bent Enterprise, LLC. Make sure you go and go check us out, man. It's not a problem. You already know Black Monopoly Visual Concept does this, man. It's the Music Pusher Show. Let's go.
Music Pusher Entertainment.